Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And Happy New Year, everyone. Our
Happy
mission
New
is
Year.
To educate, empower, and enlighten.
And you can listen to us on Mondays at 1:30 Central Standard Time. If you're wanting to set up a goddess party with Beth and Marie, you can get a hold of us at divinegoddessradio.com and see what our pricing is. If you're wanting an individual reading, also go to our site, divinegoddess.com. And if you're wanting to, if you have any questions, comments, or any feedback, please email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you're wanting to set up an individual session with either of us, Marie's number is 651-303-0555, and Beth's is 651-941-36. And I also have my own website. Check out, please check out www.bethjacobson.love. So welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, we've been off the air for, it seems like forever, but we're back, we're live, and this is going to be a good year. And and just so people know, we're not doing readings today, but we are going to be talking about, you know, what we went through in 2015 and why and what this year is going to hold for us. So if you're looking for an individual reading, go to divinegoddessradio.com, and you can actually schedule readings from there. So if you're looking for a reading for yourself to see, okay, what does 2016 hold for me, we'd be happy to set up a time with you and do a reading.
Oh, you guys, and I'm sorry, you know, we also come in for goddess parties, and if you have 10 or more people, the host or hostess, it can be men or women or both, if, 10 or more people, we travel to you. It depends on the distance. The host or hostess gets their reading for free, and if you're wanting a class, we our classes to come into your home, school, or community or corporation, we charge differently as well, but we are willing to do that, and we develop classes, and we have a variety of different classes that we work with. Marie and I also have a seminar that's coming up on February 6th, and it will be held in Anoka, Minnesota, at the space that we work at, the White Buffalo Store, at 104 East Main Street. And it's a five different classes in a whole day. So it's from 9 to 4 on February 6th, which is a Saturday. So if you're interested in that, we have limited seating. So please let us know. And if you are in a different country or a different state, we can also work something out to where you would be able to take the class at another time. It wouldn't be on that date, but we can get something up and going if you and friends and family members or coworkers are interested in that seminar to do it on the internet. We're more than happy to do it. And that is going to consist of trusting your intuition, energetic boundaries, chakras and angels, meditation. And what are the other two or the other one?
Awakening and ascension. Awakening and ascension.
Yeah. And so it's like the five ones that are absolutely necessary for the energies that are going on now and will really help you shift and flourish in 2016. So we got a lot going on, people. We got a lot going on. So we're excited to be back on the air.
Yep. And if you are out of state and you do want a goddess party, we can set one up through Skype. So, you know, you can set up a computer in a room and have your people over, and then each person can go into a room and we can do the readings, you know, by Skype. So it's, you know, there's plenty of options. You know, we do phone readings too, so that's not limiting. So just in case you guys, you know, are wondering, well, how, you know, but of course we will travel. So if you would like to host us, you know, we're willing to do that too.
Exactly. Oh, that is fabulous, fabulous. Hey, so let's get on to 2015. Why don't you start
writing
it up?
So, you know, I know from readings and from people and everything we've seen and talked to everyone, 2015, even though it was an 8-year, was rough on some people. It was really rough.
Some people.
Well, some people had a good year.
Everybody's going, oh, my God. A whirlwind.
Yeah. Well, but it was all about, you know, really identifying what it is that you want out of your life and identifying what you no longer need in your life and manifesting and setting goals for what you want coming up. So by going through and, you know, dealing with all the yuck and muck, you were releasing everything and identifying and going, oh, God, I can't, this relationship doesn't serve me anymore, this job doesn't serve me, this thinking doesn't serve me. And so all of it was coming right in front of your face for your attention to say, okay, it's time for this to go away and for you to set a goal on how to get rid of it and move forward.
You know how that just rhymed right there? Okay, it's time for you to go away.
Yep.
Oh, and so far, you guys, 2016 should be fabulous already. I'm just like on an energy high. It's like I am loving it.
Yeah. Well, you know, in 2016 really is, since it's a 9 year, it's a completion of everything that we set in motion last year. So if you are wanting, you know, because everybody wants to say, okay, how am I going to, this doesn't serve me anymore, but I want this to happen. You've laid the groundwork, you've done the really hard work, and now this is the year for it to come to completion.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah. So how are you going to start 2016?
You know, and you guys, and also 2016 is also going to be, you're going to finish up stuff, you're going to be clear on the goals that you want to set. So it's not going to be hard like last year, but we still have work to do in 2016. 2017 is when stuff is really going to start taking off. So it's about really getting organized in 2016 and being very clear on what it is you want to manifest, because we haven't been cleared enough. So
yeah,
and that's exactly what we're all doing right now, is sitting down and going, okay, what specifically do I want, and is this what I want? And the universe is still going to challenge you. Don't think we're free of challenges just because it's a new year, but they should be as intense as they were last year, as long as you're doing your work.
Yeah, and I really feel like January is a little bit of a hangover from 2015, you know, because people who've been really working hard on themselves and working hard and trying to identify themselves and get everything into alignment, this month is like the little hangover. So it allows you to finish all that up so that in February, boom, you can move forward. And it totally falls into the whole timing of Mercury retrograde too. So, you know, Mercury retrograde starts tomorrow, people. but don't be scared of it. It's a good Mercury retrograde, actually, because it's in Capricorn, and Capricorn is all about setting goals and really putting a plan into action. So use this Mercury retrograde positively and really, really, really finish up everything you need to needed to finish up from last year and get your goals and everything in line, so that when it goes away in February, boom, you move forward.
You know, and also, you guys, just know, because somebody out there needs to hear this, know that the universe loves you. All you have to do is be open to accepting and receiving it, knowing that you're worthy of all that love. And the angels, believe it or not, whether you believe in them or not, and spirit guides, they're around you. They're here to help guide you and protect you and guide you in your life. But remember, free will, that means your ego, can get into the way, and that can help decipher and discern whether or not you're going to allow them to help you. So just know that everything you're wanting to do, you're very much divinely protected, but you have to remember to ask for help, you know, when you need it. And the universe is going to sit here and divinely allow it to unfold when it's time for your stuff to come into fruition. So get very clear on what it is that you want to manifest, and just know that you're safe to do it. So stop procrastinating, because I'll tell you right now, 2015 has been a year of procrastination, especially by me, and I'm not the only one. That's the big thing, that everything's coming up for everybody. We have procrastinated, we're tired, but this new energy so far, oh my God, the most important thing, you guys, this is the year of the Libras. Woo! Supposed to be easier for us, thank you, God. So that's some good news, Libras. As long as you're doing your work, it will be a little bit easier, not as tough as it was in 2015. So, yippee, yay, yeah. Yo, yay, yay.
And you know, and I've had I don't know about your clients, but my clients, a lot of my readings, you know, have been where people have had just they've got to the breaking point, and they're like, God, I just need to. I'm sick and tired of all this crap. I'm sick and tired. It's time for me, and that is exactly what this energy is about. Doing for you. What is it do you want to manifest for the following year? What do you want to see for your prosperity and abundance? Get it out, write it down, be very clear on your goals. The new moon is on January 9th, so it's coming up. You know,
hey,
it's a perfect time.
Give an example of that, Marie, for people who are going, well, I don't know how to write something like that. How about giving an example?
Of writing it up?
Yeah, just a little an example for them to go by when they're going, well, I don't know how to ask. How should I ask? And that's where a lot of people stop.
Right. Well, I mean, the first thing is, of course, being very clear on what it is that you want. What do you want to see for this year?
Mm-hmm.
Where
yeah.
What goals are you going for? What are you looking for? Are you looking, you know, one of the main words of this of 2016 is love. So what are you looking for? How do you want to bring love into your life? Love is not always defined by a physical romantic relationship. Love is can be love of anything, especially yourself. So what is it that's going to, how can you love yourself to give yourself the most wonderful year? So you want to write down very clearly, you know, get a journal and write down, these are my goals for 2016. I will no longer be at everybody's beck and call. I will no longer put everybody else's needs before myself. I will shift priorities in my job and in my career to make sure that they align with what I'm looking for. What makes me happy? What is my passion? So those are some of the things that you can start with. You can, you know, you can write down affirmations. I am worthy. I am loved. I am loved. I am successful. You know, do you have a certain goal in mind? Do you want, I mean, it could be anything. It could be that I will see my house remodeled this year. I will be in better health this year. So there's a lot of ways you can, a lot of things you can do if you've been in unhealthy relationships.
Yep, and also make sure that you put down that I have grown and I continue to grow and move forward in my life and on my path.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in there, you know, another one is I am nurtured, but you have to also be able to accept the universe's way of nurturing it. It might be to where those of you who are really busy, all of a sudden, bam, everything comes to a dead stop because the universe is going, you're not taking care of yourself. You're out of balance on that. So don't look
right.
at it as, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. It's a day that you need to be nurturing yourself. So really be open to the universe giving you those moments.
Yeah, and I think people out there will know when they're giving too much and when they're out of balance, when you're just so tired and you at the end of the day you sit down and you barely have any silence and all you hear is, God, what is feeding? There's nothing feeding me. There's nothing feeding me. Take a minute to listen to that because you're being told. You're giving too much for others, and you're giving nothing for yourself. If you do it all one way or the other, there's no balance in your life. And if there's no balance, how are you going to be the best person you can be?
Exactly.
Yep. So, and take time for the stillness, too. You know, this has been, if we've gotten over holiday season, and it was rush, 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 go here, go there, and boom, now you're back to work. But still take time for some quiet, because quiet is when you get your messages. Quiet is when you hear and really pay attention to what you're listening to.
And meditation, you guys, there's no way around it. We need to meditate. There's a reason that it's brought into this world. It's a gift that was given to us of that knowledge of remembering. Because you need to be able to be still. You need to be able to be quiet so that you can listen. And journaling is a really awesome way of being able to do that. And for those of you guys that are in the Minnesota area, like the Twin Cities, we have a free journaling class today from 6 to 8. Bring your own journals and your pen, and we're going to lead you into different meditations and questions that you can ask so you can gain more clarity. So if you're drawn to it, then absolutely fabulous. For those of you who want us to have a class and you want to be able to take it on the internet, that's another thing that Marie and I can come into development, you know, with. Mm-hmm. So I think, and group journaling is absolutely fabulous. Fabulous. When you have everybody still and quiet, all that energy coming together, it's amazing what ends up happening.
Yep. So there, you know, these are the tools that you can use to start 2016. Get it, you know, set aside one book for journaling. Even if you just give yourself 5 minutes a day, if you're that busy, just 5 minutes a day to collect your thoughts, see what thoughts you write down, what is it that you're, you know, what's coming into your consciousness. Write something every day. Meditation. So start your day, end your day, in the middle of the day, just take a few minutes of quiet to really meditate and see, you know, listen to what your guides are saying, listen to what your higher self is saying. And then also, you know, create a journal, a vision board for 2016. A vision board is a great tool to really manifest the things that you want. So what is it that you want for 2016? Create a board, cut pictures out, tape, you know, paste it onto a board, and really look at what your goals are. And we'll be doing we're doing a class this Thursday on that.
Yep, 6-8. And, you know, the thing is, when you do a vision board, when people go, I don't know what to do, always focus on your personal life and your professional life, as well as your physical life, as well as your spiritual life. It should be four different categories.
Yep.
Four different categories.
Yeah. And, you know, vision boards do work. It really helps set the tone for you for the year, and it's something for you to always go back and look at. If you lose direction or you're feeling out of sorts, go back and look at your vision board and say, oh, this is what I had at the beginning of the year, and so now I need to go back and focus back into it.
Exactly.
And another word for this year is focus. Really, really, really focus on what you want. We've been, you know, I'd say the past year, we've all been really scattered because we're like, oh, we could do this, we could do that, we could do this, we could do that. And then what we've lost the focus. So really start focusing in on what you want and where you want to go.
Exactly. I was just going off and thinking about that is a skill that I have needed to develop for quite some time. And when you focus, you guys, for those of you like me who are air signs and we don't feel like we're grounded and we're out of our body a lot, to be able to focus, that's a really good skill to really to enhance and become really good at. So focus, focus, focus. And don't lose sight. And the one thing that people have said, because I'm like a little kid and so anything flies by me or walks by me, I'm distracted so easily, you know. So just really work on being grounded this year so that you can focus. And just make sure, like, if you're not really focused on a goal, then rethink about whatever it is that you're really wanting to manifest in your life. Is that truly what you want? And just because you lose focus of it, and you're not able to concentrate on it, you know, fully, that doesn't mean that it's not supposed to happen, but you will gain clarity on time that you're spending on it or not. If you're finding that you're swaying away from it more, when you thought it's something you really, really wanted, that might be the universe saying, okay, now really pay attention. Is this what you really want in your life? So the universe speaks to us in many, many different ways. So if it's something you want, you're going to find the time to focus on it, and meditating will help you with that focus.
Right. Because, you know, as a society, too, we're so used to multitasking. We've all gotten to the point where we multitask. And so the focus gets lost because, you know, you're being pulled in so many different directions. And then you feel like, oh, my God, I should really be doing all this. And then you end up doing one thing too much. And then everything else suffers. And then you do the other thing too much. And it's just, and then you lose sight of everything because your energies are scattered so much. And if it's easier,
or you become overwhelmed and you just shut down and saying, I can't do it, I don't want to do it.
Right.
Because the opposite can happen. The opposite can happen.
Yeah.
You know.
And so, you know, if it's easier for you, just do it month by month. You know, if doing something for the whole year is too overwhelming for you, block it down. Okay, in January, this is what I want to get accomplished. And then when January is almost over, write your list for February. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. You just have to do what feels right for you.
Yeah, exactly. And make sure that you're taking care of yourself no matter what. We as people, but especially as women, are so used to having to be the caregivers and the caretakers. So it's time that we take care of ourselves. And even those of us that are single, because we do for a lot for others. I do a lot for others, and it's about now I need to do for me. I need to do a lot more for me, because then other things suffer because of it. So it's being able to say yes and be okay with that, that you're important.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And not feeling the guilt, you know, and especially, you know, with the we were tested on relationships since last September when we had all that eclipse energy. And, you know, really, really listen to your intuition. If you're feeling that you've been tested by a relationship, because, you know, that comes up a lot with clients, and a lot of it is family. If you're tested with your family relationships and you are really feeling in your gut it's time to let that relationship go, let it go. You know, you can love someone from a distance unconditionally without having to be in their life. And just because it's family doesn't mean that you put up with stuff that's not for your highest good. So learn to accept that and be okay with that, because everybody's going through their own stuff, and you don't know. 2 years down the road, you may just come back together again.
But and never say never.
Yeah, yeah.
Never say never on that. You know, and the thing is, this is what I can say for Libras that are listening out there. We've had, and I'm a Libra, and we've had family issues, big-time family issues. This is going to be the year that family is going to be redefining itself, and it will be relationships with our DNA family that may be severed for good, or that they're going to come back and they're going to be healed in a whole new way. So for those of you, and there's been some, and it tends to be the Libras that I'm running into, so I'm going, then it's a theme that is going on that we are working on. But remember, Libras are all about balance. They're all about balance. And if there's a little bit of anything in our life that's out of balance, we are completely out of whack, and we are offset by that. So let 2016, if anything, focus on that you're going to be balanced in everything that you do. Everything should be give and take. And that doesn't mean that you go into a relationship, well, what am I going to get out of it? That shouldn't be
right.
The way that you go into it. But if you are giving more and more out of a relationship, then it's time to sit back and go, okay, now is this feeding me? Is this feeding me, or is this still the pattern from the past? And then you have to decide whether or not you stay with it, or if you're going to change it. And, you know, changing it means you sit down and have a really healthy conversation with the individual or individuals that are involved. And communication is amazing how that can shift everything, perception and all, you guys. And most people just walk away. And I'm one of them. It was easier for me to walk away going, hell, that's one more thing I'm not going to have to deal with. But when you sit down, it's amazing. You can get everybody's perspective on what's really going on. And then feelings
that
really
can
change.
Because, you know, if you don't communicate, you think you know what the other person's thinking.
But even psychics don't know. Even psychics don't know, you know?
Well, you know, you can be psychic and you can be in tune, but you could also be picking up on other energy. So unless you talk to that person directly and really, really talk to them and say, what is it that's going on? If you're always in that assumption mode, then things can get blown up and then you get to a point where it's like, oh, you're totally off balance, and this isn't even what the person was thinking of in the beginning. So communication, communication, yep. Always.
You know what they say, when you assume something, it makes an ass out of you and an ass out of me.
That's right.
It's talking. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk because they're afraid, like, oh, my God, am I going to come across as needy? Oh, my God. But, you guys, this is all about being vulnerable. It's about being vulnerable. And if somebody's going to sit here and go, oh, my God, you're so damn needy, then you have to reevaluate, you know, that relationship and just say, no, this is just how I'm feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can
yep.
you, you know, in a partnership, is this something you can be a part of? And this is what I'm needing. And if not, then, you know what, you have to look at if that's a healthy way for you to be, a healthy relationship for you to be in.
Right. And you also have to look at, you know, in any kind of relationship, I mean, you know, especially in a romantic relationship, are you confusing needy with controlling? You know, you have to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at that. So that's where, you know, by talking to someone, you really get a sense of what is it that they're trying to do. So, you know, communication is big. Communication is big. If you're talking to someone and they're not, if they're not responding back to the way that you're feeling that's coming from their heart, then that's something for you to examine.
You know, and the thing is with friendships, a lot of people are about friendships, and I'm going, well, you know, unless you're sitting down and saying, you know, this is what I need from a relationship, this is what I would love from you. I love spending time with you because when I'm with you, I feel more joyful, blah, 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 blah. And I would just love to be able to spend a couple times a week with you. And but if you don't assume that that other friend knows that you're wanting them in their, you know, in your life more. So you need to sit down, and that's part of the vulnerable piece of going, okay, I'm going to ask, you know, this is what I really, this is what I need, but whether or not they can do it, that's another thing. And then when you talk it out, you get a clearer picture, and you'll be amazed, you guys. Your friendships are going to change. Relationships are going to change. So relationships, relationships.
Yep. Yep. So 2016, I really feel is going to be a good year.
We're not doing questions for the show. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm in the store and somebody came up to me and talked and said, "Oh, should I send somebody back for a read?" Or and I'm just like, "No, we're not doing that today." For getting them on the air. So I think tidbits and tea. It's a journal, you guys, and then your vision boards will help you gain clarity.
Yeah. Yep. And really be positive. Be positive. You know, change your thought pattern for this year, because people have been working so hard. I mean, we've all been working really hard. But don't give up, because you know what? Your little miracle is coming. And the good is coming. We're all going to be rewarded. We're all going to, I believe, have a very prosperous year this year. So keep being positive. Keep the faith. And
keep on swimming, and don't give up, you guys. Just remember, love is all there is. We are love. Remember that you're love. No matter if you're feeling muck and yuck, don't let the ego keep you down. And, you know, when you advance, you can have your greatest challenges, because that 3D crap wants to pull you back down, and even the 4D, which is all about illusions. And, when you're shifting from out of your head and going into your heart, that's a big shift, because we haven't lived like that for many, many lifetimes. So there's a lot of fear that old ways will be disregarded, but they're supposed to be, because they no longer serve our good anymore. This is not about surviving anymore in this world. It's about thriving in this world. Thriving.
Right, right.
We're no longer victims, you guys. We're thriving.
Yeah, and remember, the key word for this year is love. So, you know, if anybody tries to instill fear in you, turn it around. Shoot out love.
Yeah, right.
It's universal. It's worldly love, and we really need to start really injecting that into the universe. The love, the love, the love. Things have to turn around. Things will turn around. And if everybody's on the same vibration, God, what a fantastic year we'll have.
Exactly. Well, is there anything else that we need to say? I think we've done a really good job of recapping.
I think so. I mean, it went really fast. So you guys will be on in 2 weeks. We'll be doing a reading show, and then we'll be lining up guests, you know, for the following month. So it'll be a good year on Divine Goddess Radio.
Yes. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Sending blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.